What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
Tommy the legend.
We all know Tommy Lou Gowerd is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gowerd on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gowerd. Loogie. It was almost a perfect weekend for the Yankees, but it ended on a rough note. And we'll start with Friday first, which had all the feels of maybe a turning point in the season. You know, the Yanks are going quietly into the night. The Braves take control of the game late in the game, then they tack on a run, and it looked like the Yankees were going to have another listless offensive performance. And then, really out of nowhere, they rallied in the game, sparked by Lombard. And listen, George Lombard Jr. is showing the maturity, the defense, and yeah, in this short sample size, the offense of a 10-year vet. And Lombard got things going. Ben Rice finally got off the schneid. Wells got a big hit. And it was a long rain delay, a very long night. Not everybody stayed at Yankee Stadium, but those that did were gifted a great night and a great celebration. And it kind of propelled the Yankees. Remember, the Braves came into the series red hot, winners of 8 in a row. And they have a great bullpen. And the bullpen, in particular, Iglesias, just wasn't on his game on Friday night. And then Saturday, the Yankees get a victory, and then you have Cam Schlittler on the mound on Sunday, and you're figuring this is going to be a sweep. And Schlittler pitched his ass off, but something happened that has continued to happen throughout this year, and that is the Yankee offense not showing up. And they struggle in extra innings, even with the Friday night win in extra innings. They reverted back to the struggles that they've had throughout the year in extra innings. And the 10th inning on Sunday is just a microcosm of the struggles of this team. I mean, the at-bat by Spencer Jones. And look, I'm out on Spencer Jones, especially offensively. He's just too many swings and misses. He's going to be the odd man out when the reinforcements come back, assuming they do. Defensively, he's really good, but offensively, Spencer Jones, you can't have that kind of at bat in the 10th inning with a runner on second. You know, that guy that comes up first when you're down a run, I mean, bare minimum, you got to get the runner over. And then McMahon gave you nothing in that spot either to end the game. So you had two just listless, lifeless, awful at bats in the 10th inning. And the Yankees spoiled not only a great performance by Cam Schlittler, but they spoiled what would have been, I felt like, a great weekend and something that you could really say, hey, boy, you sweep the first place Braves. You get outstanding pitching throughout the weekend, and you really drop the blueprint of what you can be going forward, but especially come postseason time. But it wasn't to be. And right now, the Yankees can only control what is in front of them. I mean, I sound like Aaron Boone here, but it is true. The Rays are just winning every single night. And part of that is they played the heartless, gutless, just awful Mariner team, which the Yankees are going to get here ready-made to order coming up in the next series. But Tampa's just been on a roll. Boston and, hey, I've said this all the time when it comes to baseball. Bad teams beat really good, if not great, teams in series often. Like, you don't think it happens, but it does. And I'm not saying that the A's are going to be good teams throughout the year. I'm saying that if you could look at almost every single weekend, and I'll show you a bad team beating a good team or a hot team in any given series. Nothing is certain. And that was definitely the case in Boston. But the Yankees can't even control what the Red Sox are doing. Yeah, they have to keep them at bay, but the Yankees can only farm their own land. And they're going to have to farm that land with the guys they have on the field right now. Because reinforcements are not walking in that door or through that door anytime soon. Stanton, Judge, Bellinger, you're not seeing any of them. The earliest you're seeing any of them is after Labor Day. And we'll get into the recent thing that Aaron Boone had to say about Stanton, because this one is, I mean, they're all kind of, you laugh because it's Aaron Boone speak. And then it's more Aaron Boone speak. And then by the end, he just throws his hands in the air and says, well, your guess is as good as mine. I've been saying this for a while now. The Yankees have a championship pitching staff, a championship rotation, a championship bullpen. Although it's fair to have concern that the bullpen can run out of gas by the end of the year. Now, certainly some of these starters are going to move out to the pen. A Will Warren, a Clark Schmidt, Weathers, heck, even Rodon can go out. Like, there are different avenues and paths for starters because you're so strong in the rotation. Come postseason time or late in the year, there is room for those starters to move to the bullpen to give guys rest that are overworked. But this is an offense right now, and Grisham got a big hit over the weekend, but still, he stinks. Spencer Jones, I'm out on him. McMahon is a part-time backup player. Jazz Chisholm, I mean, look, the idea that Luis Arraez is playing his baseball in Philly and not New York because of Jazz Chisholm, to me, is just a major head-scratcher. You had multiple options. You could have either moved Jazz to another position to make room for Arraez, or you could have just cut bait with Jazz Chisholm. He is struggling mightily, Jazz is. And outside of a couple of clutch home runs this year, it has been a major disappointing season for Jazz. And look, he set his heights and sights very high. You know, he said, oh, I'm going to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases, which was never happening. But I have no issue with being confident. I have no issue with shooting for the stars, but Jazz Chisholm, is going to fall woefully short of those expectations and sort of predictions that he put on himself. And with the departure of Volpe, and now that he is no longer, although, get ready because it's already starting to happen, the idea that Anthony Volpe is going to be the second baseman next year, especially with the way Jazz is playing, he's playing himself out of New York, and they won't bring him back on a new contract. But get ready for that down the stretch and in the offseason for Volpe at second base. But now that Volpe isn't up with the big club, you have to find sort of a new guy to target. And I'm not saying it's unfair targeting, but there always has to be that one guy that's under the microscope that the fans and just the media kind of go after. And I think Jazz is going to fall under that microscope and fall in those crosshairs because he has been awful. But you know what? Some of it has been masked by the fact that others have struggled. And as long as Anthony Volpe's around, he's going to get the lion's share of the sports sort of hatred and sports ire. But now that Volpe is down in the minors, it's Jazz's turn, and Jazz has to be better. Tell me if you heard that before this year. I mean, it's August now. It's not May, it's not June, it's July. It is August. The Giants and Jets are playing preseason football this week. And yet, here we are still talking about Jazz Chisholm and his struggles.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
And there was an opportunity for Brian Cashman, several opportunities to improve this team at the deadline, and he decided to only go half the distance instead of saying, hey, look, you know what? We're going to really shake things up. We're going to either move Jazz to the outfield or we're going to just move on from Jazz and we're going to bring in a player like Luis Arraez, who we could put at the top of the order because leadoff has been a problem for the Yankees for quite some time. You know, finding that guy to put at the top of the order, finding a guy that hits for, you know, TJ LeMahieu. I mean, a guy that could hit at the top of the order, hit for a high. When LeMahieu first came over here and he truly was the machine, the Yankees had something. Even Grisham in that year he had last year, which was a career year, and he had a million clutch hits, his struggles in October as the leadoff guy killed the Yankees. Killed them. And here we are again where the Yankees don't seem to have a guy that they could put at the top of the order. Maybe Lombard becomes that. Certainly, I'm sure the fans would want that. And I could see it and I can understand it, but that's a lot to put on a guy. I mean, he just got here. And that's really an indictment on the state of the Yankees that we're talking about a player that has played less than a week as far as, hey, this guy could be an option as our leadoff hitter. This is not a basement team. This is not a team that is just playing out the string and bringing up young players and saying, all right, we'll hit him leadoff, we'll hit him cleanup, we'll see where he can kind of get in where he fits in. No, this is a team that is going to October, that is going to the postseason, and they don't have a leadoff hitter. Again. They don't have a third baseman. Again. Center field, major issue. Second base, major issue. I'll give the Yankees all the credit in the world for Friday night. That was a gutsy win. And they took advantage of a major mistake by the Braves. Ozzie Albies, I don't know where in the world he was going in that first inning. No idea. And he cost the Braves a run and ultimately cost them the game. But credit the Yankees for, look, they could have just packed it in and said, you know what, we're getting mowed down again. We're just going to go quietly into the night. It was a long rain delay. Jazz is in a T-shirt. Trent Grisham's in a T-shirt. And that was weird. I mean, Paul O'Neill commented on Jazz Chisholm in a T-shirt, and then that Grisham was in it. He was basically, all right, fine, whatever. I thought that was odd, too. But odd in the sense of, all right, I see a guy enjoying a lollipop. I see a guy in a T-shirt. It's just, it's different. I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with it. It's just one of those things that you see and you're like, oh, okay, that's different. That's interesting. That's unorthodox. Never seen that one before. But I don't have like a major problem with it, with the lollipop or a T-shirt or anything like that. I have more a problem with the way Grisham and Jazz Chisholm are playing and their contributions or lack thereof at the plate. That's more what my issues are. And getting players back will help. But there's also something else you got to factor in here. And I think it's incredibly... To say that Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton are going to walk back into this Yankee world and walk back onto the field and be at their best when both guys have been out for a considerably long amount of time, that's asking a lot. Now, you still take them at 70% or 80% or whatever the percentage is going to be, but... Saviors is a strong word. You know, at some point, the Yankee offense and the other guys, Chisholm, McMahon, Wells, players that you really don't have a lot of wiggle room with now, they're going to have to step up. And they're going to have to perform because Aaron Judge comes back. All right, well, they'll pitch around them in October. We've seen that before. Luis Garcia Jr. stays hot. They'll pitch around him. They'll find, meaning good teams in October will find your weaknesses. They will exploit them. They will figure out a way, whether it's pitching around somebody or whatever the case may be, they will find a way to get to the underbelly. I just think Luis Arraez should be wearing a Yankee uniform right now. Said it for weeks. High contact. Doesn't strike out. Lombard Jr. has been a major, major, major plus. Major plus. Garcia has been a major plus. But you're also banking now on these other guys coming back and being tip-top form. Bellinger's the safest because he's only going to be out for a month or so. We're talking about April for Stanton and June for Judge since they've been out. And I got to imagine it's frustrating. Look, Cam Schlittler pitched an incredible game. This should have been the slam the door, sweep the Braves. And you can only control what's in front of you. You can't control what the Rays are doing. They're on a roll, and they've been on a roll all year. You can't control what the Red Sox are doing. And look, they stumbled and kind of fell on their face against the A's. Stuff happens. It really didn't surprise me either when I saw that. For some, it might. Nothing surprises me in baseball. Seriously. The Dodgers could lose 8 in a row. I go, okay. Team could win 15 in a row. I go, yeah, sounds about right. A bad team, a miserably bad team, could beat the hottest team in baseball. And I'd say, yeah, it sounds about right. It's a sport that's played every single day. There's so many variables. And nothing truly, truly stuns me when it comes to a 162. October, a little different story. That's when the rubber meets the road. But as far as 162, nah. Nothing really shocks me. And that's why you have to, at times as a fan, keep that kind of, if you can, that even keel mentality. Because just when you least expect it, your team can win 8 in a row. Oh man, we got a tough schedule coming up. Well, we won 8 in a row. Or, hey, we got an easy schedule and we lose 8 in a row. Like nothing's a certain, nothing's a given. You'd like to have more of an advantageous schedule, and more often than not, you're going to take advantage of it. And you should. That's really where you have these seasons where you're winning 90-plus games is because you beat the bad teams. And you hold your own against the good teams. And on a given weekend, you can deliver a sort of a knockout punch to a great team. And Sunday was an opportunity to deliver that. And all the Yankees had to do was scratch a few more runs across the board. And they couldn't. And once again, they were presented with a golden opportunity. You only give up one run in the top of the 10th. You sign for that every single time. You give up zero, you're going to win. You give up one, you still should win. But you got an empty at-bat from Spencer Jones. Like I said, I'm out on him offensively. Defensively, he's really good. And look, down the line, perhaps. But I don't like those all-or-nothing players, especially on an all-or-nothing type of team. He's just too much Spencer Jones like the rest of them. And that's it. Look, Jazz shouldn't be all-or-nothing. You should be getting a higher average out of Grisham. I understand that. There are players that are not carrying their end of the bargain. And if they were, it would make a Spencer Jones in the lineup more palatable. And look, Spencer's going to find himself, he's not going to be getting playing time when other guys come back, or he's just going to get sent down. But they're going to expand the roster, so probably he'll stay up. But he's not going to see big, as they would say in basketball, minutes, but he's not going to see big opportunities down the stretch. I don't see that happening. The blueprint is there. You saw it throughout the three games here. Starting pitching. Fried, Cole, Schlittler. That is the driving force of this team. You have three dominant starters that can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the sport. And as long as you have that, you have an opportunity to win and win big. It is a championship rotation. The Yankee offense, whether they get guys back or not, because it's not like you're driving down to Disney and halfway down there you say, oh boy, I left my cell phone at the house, or hey, we left our sunscreen at the house. You're not turning around. Meaning if Aaron Judge and Stanton don't come back, the Yankee season, you're not waving the white flag, you're not saying it's over. So no matter what, the guys you're watching today, the overwhelming majority of them are going to have to perform. When you get to the postseason, and that's why I wanted the Yankees to do more a week ago. That's why I wanted a rise on this team. That's why I wanted a professional catcher on this team. Because when it rolls around to the bleep cutting time, when you get to the final couple teams left in baseball, your weaknesses will get exploited. Always happens. And we've seen it time and time again with this Yankee team. They have to hit come postseason time consistently. If they don't, even with this rotation, because you could lose 1-0, you could lose 2-1. And that's a damn shame because they have great starting pitching. And the last thing you want to do is waste that. Teams would kill for the starting pitching. And look, the back end of the bullpen too has been unbelievable. Bednar has been terrific. Hedrick, Blackburn, it is really strong late in the game. I would take the Yankee pitching top to bottom, and I would put it up against anybody, including the Dodgers. That's how good I think it is. But when it comes to, and just for this example, for the Dodgers, it's all about the margins. It's about the margins. And in those margins, that's where you need Grisham, Jazz, McMahon, Wells, even Bellinger, who has had his October struggles. That's where you need them to step up. Judge, Stanton, they're not magic elixirs because there are only two hitters in the lineup. You got to get that complete production out of everybody. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Coming up, we will detail in great detail for you what Aaron Boone had to say about Stanton and his recovery and when we may see him back on the field in an actual major league game. We'll also let you know just how wise above his years that George Lombard Jr. is and wise above those years he is. We'll explain that as well coming up. And take your phone calls at 888-808-1019. A lot of Yankees in the first hour here. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.